There are various reasons why some people won't get into the proper place and others can't get into the proper place. One of those reasons why, again, some can't get into the proper place is because of their heart. Many people are not in the proper place of the heart, thus causing them not to be able to properly position themselves in a spiritual pulse. And I've found this so often, so often. That's why God sometimes, he takes his time with us, because I've said this for the years. The greater the ability, the more difficult it is to really function in what you're called to. Because we begin to depend on, look on, and see our ability rather than becoming who we're called to be on the inside. And I've seen this over the years. I've seen some of the greatest people never, ever fulfilling their calls. Because the thing that God is trying to work on is not on their skill, not on their knowledge, but on their heart. Let's go on. Humility is necessary. And I used to ask the Lord this, humble me, God. And some people say, never ask God to humble you. Are you crazy? But I asked the Lord, humble me, God, help me. I don't want to ever stand before you and have done so much and find out in your sight it was wood, hay, and stubble. So I asked him to check me early in my ministry, and he's been doing that, and I thank him for it, but it hurts. But it has helped me not to now stand above people and act as if I'm something. I am nothing, trying to do something in the name of the King. Let's go on. Humility, again, is necessary to be in the proper place and not things that we have of the great or the greatness of men. 1 Corinthians 1:26 through 31 tells us that God does not choose those things that people exalt. Quite the contrary. God chooses those things that people cannot get glory from, including attitudes of the heart. And I'm going to read what it says, but I have found this. I sometimes run into people and I'm like, wow, you can sing and you can speak and you have theological knowledge and you have the great skill in this and deciphering and relation. How come you don't have a constituency that you're called to? And then they begin to speak and you hear the pride and then you know why. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world and things that are which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are. And I love this because I run into people and they wonder, I thought you were this. No, no, no. I read your stuff. I thought I'm just nothing, absolutely nothing, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who is of God, is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Some people like that I'm approachable, and some people dislike the fact that you're supposed to do this, you have that, and you're reaching these people all over the world. And you're just a common guy? Absolutely. Just a commoner who loves the Lord, who realized that there's no personal glory in this, that it's about the living King. And there are people like that, that they don't like you. They won't come to your church if you don't put on airs as if you're somebody. I'm nobody. Please understand that. Over the many years that I have been in ministry, I've seen a number of people with great abilities cause themselves to not be in the proper place of heart because of pride in their skills, talents, abilities, gifts, and knowledge, thus disqualifying themselves from the proper ministerial position. Another reason some people won't get into the proper place is because of fear. Fear has paralyzed too many Christians, causing them to never step into the proper place. Many others delay what God has called them to do. They make up excuses why they can't step into the proper place, causing themselves not to be able to be in the right position to receive provisions from the Lord. Provisions available in the proper place. Some of you are struggling because you are not in the proper place. You're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and hoping, and the ship never comes in. The ship never comes in. You keep standing there and waiting for the boat, and it never comes in. Because you're supposed to have gone out and walked on water.